sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Dion was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. Today he's attending the opening ceremonies of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. He's one of the great singers that came out of doo-wop. Dion got his start as the lead singer of Dion and the Belmonts, then started a solo career. His hits included Run Around Sue, Teenager in Love, The Wanderer, and Abraham, Martin, and John. Dion is a born-again Christian, and for several years he was recording only Christian music. I spoke with him in the summer of 1987, shortly after he began a commercial comeback that started with a sellout concert at Radio City Music Hall. Dion is now 56, living in South Florida, and at work on his 39th album, which gets back to his rock and roll roots.
The first rock and roll I heard was like the Crows singing, you know, G and, you know, street corner groups, you know. And I went wild. I just start hanging out at the backstage at the Apollo Theater to cop some riffs off the Moon Glows and the Heartbeats and the Cadillacs and, you know, all those early street corner groups.
Did you have street corner harmony groups before you started recording?
Oh, yeah. There were a bunch of guys in my neighborhood and from, you know, different neighborhoods in Bronx, New York City that just took to the listening to the jukebox and learning the harmonies. And I kind of gathered up the best street corner singers in Bronx, New York City, and formed the group. And that was the beginning of Dion and the Belmonts. And we sang everywhere.
How did you get to make your first recording?
Well, a friend in Bronx, New York City, there was this songwriter who had a friend, who had a brother, who knew a guy who was opening up a record company. It was called Lori Records, and he just liked us, and we started recording, you know.
No, I love you like I do. No.
Like you were really living the life that you sung about? Did you feel like the character of your songs, or was that more of a persona to you?
Like what song?
Well,
you mean if they
I'm
were
thinking
personal?
Of The Wanderer, I guess, especially.
Well, actually, The Wanderer was written about a character that hung up on the street corners of Bronx, New York City, in George's Bar. This guy had tattoos all over his body. Like on his left arm, he had this girl's name, Janie, tattooed because he was dating her. And then he started going out with Mary. So he had Janie covered up with a panther, and he got Rosie tattooed on his chest. And every time he dated another girl, he'd get these tattoos covered up. So he ended up with a whole bunch of tattoos all over his body. And the guy was a character. So we wrote this song called The Wanderer, you know, Flo on my left arm and Jeannie on my right, and Mary is the girl that I'll be with tonight. When she asks me which one I love the best,
I tear over my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer. I roam around, around, around.
think it was assumed in the late 50s and the early 60s that rock and roll singers, when they grew up and became adults, had to learn how to do pop standards and show tunes so that they could play Vegas. And I think, in a way, Bobby Darin was the model for that.
Yeah.
Were you expected to do that when you, you know, as you were getting a little bit older?
Yes, yes. And I'll be honest with you, it kind of threw me. You know, back then, when you're that young, you want to be accepted, and you think people know better, and you sometimes give up a piece of yourself just to please them.
You had had a drug habit starting when you were pretty young, I think. How did that affect you when you were coming of age and recording? Did that when did you realize it was a problem?
Well, I always used drugs. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I think I started using drugs when I was 13. You know, the records and the rock and roll career was almost a diversion. And when things were slowing down, I think I got more involved in the drugs again, trying to fill that emptiness. Emotionally, I was really stuck, and I didn't know how to get out of it. And I think in 1968, April 1st, 1968, man, I just said a prayer. I said, God, help me. I don't know what's going on, but I need some help. And ever since that day, I haven't had a drug or a drink or a cigarette. It just took it right out of me. And I think from that moment on, I started growing spiritually. And I think that's what was missing.
Dion, recorded in 1987, he's featured on a new record that pays tribute to the late songwriter Doc Pomus. Dion puts his own spin on a Pomus song that was a hit for Fabian. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.